I mean, this is the basic principle in life. You know, when people hike alone, one of the number one things they're told to do is tell people where you're going to be, how long you're going to be, and when you're planning on being back. So that if on the day of your return, you're not there, things start moving. People are looking for you. But that's because there's more than one of you. It's a terrible thing to go through life alone. Now, the good news is we have Jesus Christ, so we're never truly alone. Welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and we are back. We're back at it once again. We're talking about the third talk today. The first talk was I talk to God in prayer. Very good. The second talk is God talks to me, and that is Bible study. And we talked about remembering, refreshing, all of that, reflecting, all that, went through some scripture. Today's third talk is one that I think has been downplayed since COVID, and it is I talk to other believers. This is fellowship. This is a hard thing to come by. I'm just going to bare my soul a little bit. I don't have many close friends because it is hard to fellowship. It's hard to fellowship when there's not an establishment of truth. The friends that I do have, I'm extremely thankful for them. And there's people that the people that I serve with, I am thankful for them. And my family, I am thankful for them. I make time to make sure that I foster those relationships. And the best way to do that is by being at church. And people don't like to hear that. Because, you know, COVID kind of changed the whole landscape, you know. For the first time, churches were focusing on their live streams. And they got some, you know, I know some churches that have like really stepped up their production. And there may be some questions as to have people stopped coming because the live stream is so good. You know, I mean, even this ministry here on the internet, you and I are not fellowshipping right now. This is a position of teacher and student. I'm teaching you, and then I'm expecting you to go out into your community and foster those relationships. But I also know the reality that there are not a lot of clear churches. So before we get into this fellowship with believers, I'm going to answer a question that I'm asked all the time. If there's an unclear church in my area, should I still go to meet the Hebrews 10:25 instruction? Here's why my answer is no. That may shock some of you. Some of you may be going, yeah, that's right, tell them. Regardless of where you are on this, fellowship with the body requires everybody on the same page as far as salvation. If I have a friend of mine that is lost, he can be my friend, you know, and I can spend time with him and he spend time with me, and I'm supposed to influence him to the point where he can make a decision to trust on Christ. But we're not fellowshipping in the body of Christ at that moment because he's not a part of the body. He's somebody who is under the wrath of God, according to John 3:36. I am lowering myself, I'm humbling myself to reach him, but we're not fellowshipping in the body of Christ there. That's not church, so to speak. So if you're in an unclear ministry and there's a pastor who's not clear on the gospel and we're not even sure if he's saved or not, are you really following the Hebrews 10:25 instruction? I don't think so. I would rather you spend time getting Bible training from ministries online, like our YouTube channel and all that stuff and others, then go to a church where it's unclear. And if you have children, that's a double no. Children hear a lot of things. And if you drop them off in a Sunday school program, they could hear for 3 weeks, turn from your sins before they ever say anything to you. They could hear it for 3 years. And then all of a sudden you hear it from them, and now there's 3 years worth of false teaching that has to be undone. Those are just things to consider. But I do think fellowship with believers is important. And here's another thing too. There's not a Bible verse that says a church is a 501c3 established building property. The church is the body. The church is people. Ministry is people. Where two or three are gathered. You know, the Lord says that. And it's so important to remember, like, we're not going to church because it's at an address and there's a specific time that they're meeting. When you spend time with other believers, that's church. I'm not against the home church idea. I don't like the whole thing of, like, that's the only way. And they kind of, like, make churches like what we're doing a sinful thing. I think that's silly. But if you're in an area where the gospel's not clear and there's no church that's clear, would you consider in your evangelistic approach inviting people over for a Bible study? Why not, man? I just think to myself, if I were in your position and there were no churches around me, my first thing would be, let's make one. Let's be the solution. Now, I'm not saying that's for everybody, but consider that something that's an option. But I do think a healthy part of our spiritual growth is to fellowship with believers. You can pray for one another. Some of the greatest memories I have are with people that are saved. You know, I think about one time we were going to a winter retreat over in Avon Park, Florida. And on the way back, our shuttle bus broke down. And it's the church's shuttle bus. And I just remember having to go to Enterprise and rent four Jeeps all at once and led the Enterprise person to Christ. And then somebody in the parking lot rear-ended us. And I'm talking like it wasn't a big deal. And we were able to lead that person to Christ. And then there were all these stories that come up with, you know, serving and fellowshipping with like-minded believers. I remember that whole day we smelled like gasoline, man. It was just crazy. But I remember there were some kids with us and they got to see how we handled situations and we talked about it and we prayed about it. You know, I'm a big person, you know, big type person where if there's an opportunity to pray right there in that moment, I'm like, guys, let's pray right now. And I think that sets a good example, and that's fellowshipping with one another. But here's what I wrote about this. So seek out opportunities to spend time with your brothers and sisters in Christ. You can incorporate prayer and Bible reading into the time you spend with one another. It doesn't have to be only on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. That's not the only time we should be fellowshipping with people. Consider these verses. This is Ecclesiastes 4, 8 through 12. It's not about the church, but it's about companionship. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he that hath neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. Meaning he's got to do all that work himself his entire life. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity. Yea, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. I mean, this is the basic principle in life. You know, when people hike alone, one of the number one things they're told to do is tell people where you're going to be, how long you're going to be, and when you're planning on being back. So that if on the day of your return, you're not there, things start moving. People are looking for you. But that's because there's more than one of you. It's a terrible thing to go through life alone. Now, the good news is we have Jesus Christ, so we're never truly alone. But as far as other people in the church, if you're on here, and I might be talking to just a few people right now, if you're kind of have this attitude of like, church is a bunch of hypocrites and I'm not going to go, you need to change your mind about that. I think God has a plan to use you to encourage other people. But if you have a high-minded attitude, a bitterness problem, that's not going to work. In Colossians, we're told to forbear one another. That means to tolerate. That means to put up with people who might not be the most desirous to get along with. And be careful, you're not that person that has to be forborne, if that's even a word. But encourage one another. You know, don't be like, well, I'm gonna lone ranger my Christian life. Well, you cheat yourself and you cheat other people out of an opportunity of blessing. Getting back to the passage here in Ecclesiastes. Again, if two lie together, they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. In Acts 2:42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. This is new believers spending time with mature believers. That's something. When there's new people that come to my church, I want to spend time with them. Now, I've got a family and I've got responsibilities, and they do as well. But I want to make sure that we're working towards spending time with each other. I go and talk to them. We spend time with each other. It shouldn't just be, hey, thanks, I got your visitor card. See you whenever. And then Acts 2:46-47. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And then, of course, the Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. So I think another key to spiritual growth is to be surrounded by like-minded believers and encourage one another. And for those of you, it's probably a lot. I'd say probably 80% of our audience is looking for a clear church. Go start one. Florida Bible College has a free course. It's 10 classes of personal evangelism. It teaches you the art of soul winning. And I'm not saying we're the only ones that have those things. It's free for a reason. Dr. A. Ray Stanford's book, The Handbook to Personal Evangelism. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make a note right now that we'll put that in the description. There's a PDF version of that. It's free. Go read that and then go win people to Christ and invite them to church. And you say, I don't have a clear church. What about your house? What about the park? I mean, think about it. You could probably find a local park and reserve a shelter for 4 weeks and just try it out. You know, bring some food, fellowship, and all that. I don't have deacons and elders. You don't need that to fellowship. That you know, the establishment of deacon and elders is not a church. That's now honored by God. Reach out to people in your community. Get creative. And I'm not saying internet fellowship is bad, but that is it's not healthy if that's the only fellowship. I've seen internet fellowship turn people to false doctrine. And I'm talking like this, really fast. Now that's my opinion on that. I get it. I'm not condemning those who only have internet fellowship. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. But as far as growth, learn how to talk with other believers. So you talk to the Lord, in prayer. God talks to you through studying the word. You talk to other believers. And then next week, we'll have that fourth one. And then we'll start taking this type of approach into addictions and all that other type of thing. Because I think this is a Christian life. And it really is a wonderful life. If you have a question for us, email it, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is certainly coming soon. God bless you. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.